This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got a lot to talk about, especially after the president's speech to the joint sessions of Congress. And Ryan Morrow is here with us, national security analyst for the Clarion Project, a nonprofit organization that educates the public about the threat of Islamic extremism and provides a platform for voices of moderation and tolerance within the Muslim community. Ryan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing? Welcome back, by the way, from the Middle East.
Thank you so much. It was a great time in the Middle East, but it's even better to be on here.
Well, I bet, and especially last night, you had to be rather encouraged with what President Trump had to share with America.
Yeah, there were some things I liked, and then there were two weird things missing. First, what I really liked, obviously, was just the talk of a new chapter of American greatness. I just kind of like that style. Right. And it does have an impact on the world at large when they hear things like that. The stuff involving immigration and saying, look, it's going to be a merit-based system, and that it's an honor, a high honor, to come into the United States.
I like that.
Yeah, so that we don't become a sanctuary. This is a quote, sanctuary for extremists. That's so important because it's not just about terrorist operatives. It's about keeping out people that come from cultures and have bigoted views from those cultures that threaten the United States. Because we're not just a piece of land here, you know.
We're
a value system.
And he called the question on the Democrats who repeatedly sat on their hands. And they looked like, you know, rather spoiled and juvenile, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if he hired them for his re-election campaign.
Exactly.
I mean, the way they've been acting, there are moments where he says something or he does something where I say, okay, they can seize upon this in this effective way, but they always go so over the top, or they do something like when he's walking in, a lot of them wouldn't even clap. Welcoming clap. It doesn't mean you're endorsing the guy. It's just like a polite thing to do.
It's like we're respecting the office, maybe?
It's just not being a jerk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, we can put it in that terms exactly, but
so,
yeah.
And so I look at some of this, I'm like, man, they still haven't figured out, really learned from their losses. But the two big things missing from the speech, and it really puzzled me, was first, there was no mention of the nuclear deal with Iran, which is like one of the biggest things and was one of the big things in the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, it seems that, like, people have forgotten, we're at war in Afghanistan. We have 8,400 troops there. We're actually at war there.
Right.
And the top commander says that we are at a stalemate with the Taliban now, and we're only going to go above that stalemate and start making progress again if he gets a few thousand more troops to expand the training of the Afghan security forces. So how a war where we have men and women dying is not mentioned, I just don't know how that made it past the review process.
Yeah, exactly, because as you say, it is quite extensive. I mean, it's not like he just runs this by a couple of people. I mean, the cabinet, of course, maybe part of it is that we still have missing members from the cabinet. But nonetheless, I mean, there was a lot to cover. But I agree with you. I thought maybe there was something there about Iran, but I may have missed it. But you're exactly right. There was no big, bold headline about canceling the deal with Iran.
Well, there was one mention of Iran, which is that he has implemented sanctions on people connected to Iran's ballistic missile program. But that's not the nuclear deal.
Yes.
That was something – that's kind of a regular thing that even President Obama would do. So that's not out of the norm. And what that shows is that there was a discussion internally about Iran's nuclear program, but there was a decision, a clear decision made not to mention the deal. And there's some story behind that.
Yeah, there has to be. And you're exactly right. That's great insight on your part. And the other, I agree with you, the war in Afghanistan. How do you miss that?
I don't know. My suspicion is that it was a very anti-interventionist speech.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they don't want to bring attention to it because Trump does not want to escalate there and send more troops. That's my speculation.
Of course, one of the big highlights was the acknowledgement of the Navy SEAL who died in action.
Yeah. Yes, that was a powerful moment, and particularly the part that he improvised.
Exactly. Ryan, we got to go to break. We'll leave it right there. We'll pick it up on the other side. Ryan Morrow is with us on Bill Martinez Live, looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because it's that doggone important, ladies and gentlemen, to get back on track. We've been floundering for so long, and look what it's gotten us. And Donald Trump, even Chris Wallace had to say last night, Ryan Morrow, that tonight Trump became president of the United States with that speech.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was a different Trump, wasn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. No, he definitely, and I think that his focus on the domestic issues, certainly his hands are full with everything that he's dealing here. But I want to go back and talk for just a moment about the fallen U.S. Navy SEAL and the honor that was extended to his wife and his family. As Donald Trump said, I think we set a record tonight in terms of the pause and applause for the Navy SEAL.
I actually, that's really important, but for me, the way he improvised that was just, it was just so smart, because I didn't always know if he was capable of capturing a moment like that, but the tone, just how he said, you know he's looking down on you, how he said that to his wife,
right,
was just, man, and that part was improvised, I believe. I don't think that showed up in the release text.
Right, exactly. Well, how do you do that? I mean, it was... I'm sure that, you know, there it is. You sense this moment, and he took the time. I mean, you know, in those situations, sometimes everybody goes, well, I got to stay true to my timing. My people have told me it's got to be only so long and everything, and they miss out on moments like this. But I think that not only was she blessed, but the viewers were blessed. Everybody that heard this and will hear about it will be blessed. But he definitely pointed out that some of the misinformation and fake news that was being thrust out there, that this was a failed mission. He reinforced that General Mattis had agreed that they were able to gather a lot of critical intel on this mission, but at the cost of his life.
Yeah, for me, the way you judge success or failure is at the end of it, you say, who's weaker? Is it Al-Qaeda or is it us? And we kicked their butts there. I mean,
yes.
we still won that one. I guess technically, I mean, the objective of the mission was to kill that Al-Qaeda guy, and he got away.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't go around saying that this mission was a failure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's coming out loud and clear. And I think they didn't cut away to John McCain at that point. I was curious. I was going, okay, they got to cut away to the senator. But now he must have paid somebody off. Said, if this comes up, don't you dare run the camera in my direction.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. He would have been the perfect person to show.
Well, getting back to the immigration issue, you brought out something that was actually clear. And the way he presented and framed the immigration issue, he called the question on the Democrats. And repeatedly throughout the evening, he kept, you know, trying to bring them into the fold. I didn't think that he was trying to be belittling or antagonistic. Did you sense that at all?
No. Is that what people are saying?
Yeah, I mean, that there. Well, there's some people are, you know, of course, you know, right away, as disrespectful as they were to the President of the United States, and then even afterwards, they couldn't get out of there fast enough. You know, they had to get in front of their hometown cameras and, you know, and spin it, you know. But as some had said, how do you spin this? I mean, he hit a home run.
Yeah, this was what was remarkable about it was that I thought in order to appear presidential, he'd have to drop the campaign style, but you need the campaign style to win. Like, it's really hard to fuse those two things. And somehow he did it, where it was still the Trump that you saw on the campaign trail, but they were able to modify it in a way that made it reach a broader audience. It was really, whoever was the handwriter of it, I guess it was Steve Bannon, deserves a raise, because pulling that off, man.
Right. Well, there obviously in this kind of situation, I mean, Dana Perino says you could have as many as four or five, you know, different writers involved in the Bush administration. It was legions, you know, that were on top of this to make this work. But said that also that in her case, President Bush W was had a heavy hand in editing, and I'm sure Donald Trump did as well. But, you know, I think also staying with the immigration issue for just a moment, I think it was a good opportunity for him to clarify some things, because the accusations have been coming out like they're, you know, like they had some sort of Gestapo coming and knocking down doors, going after innocents. You know, forget about the fact that they've broken the law to begin with, but it's, you know, that, you know, gave him a time to kind of clarify some of that, didn't you think?
Yeah, and the way he said, look, we're kicking the bad people out. What he might be doing is he is having a real tough policy in the beginning and kick out a lot of the bad people in order to set the stage so that later he has a more lenient policy for the people that have been here a long time and you don't want to throw out. It's like before you take a more centrist turn, you need to first deliver on your promise and do enough things that the conservatives are willing to go along with something like a guest worker program.
And then eventually it fits into the merit process, right? And the merit standard of what have you what can you add to the proposition? You just cannot come here and take advantage of our generosity and bilk the taxpayers.
Yeah, that's right. And it was, I think you're actually going to see a two-phase immigration policy. Is the impression I'm getting, partially just out of being pragmatic, but also out of just the language that he's doing, where, okay, we're going to kick out the bad people. He's got to do enough of that that the immigration hawks are happy. And then, all right, well, what about everyone else? Because
right.
Even self-deportation, do you want 8, 9, 10, you know, some say as high as 13 million people picking up and self-deporting? I mean, you can't say that's going to have a stabilizing effect on the economy overnight.
Exactly. Well,
it's
going to
be terrible.
We had the women in the audience wearing white. They were quite noted. Some people, what's going on? What are they trying to say here? And, of course, that was to reinforce the suffragette movement. So, you know, Trump's sensitivity and what he had to say about, you know, some policies that would help women be more engaged in business and have better opportunities.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of them reluctantly, but they had to stand up for that.
They probably hated doing so, but you know, the other thing that's working to his advantage, I think, is that when a politician runs for president, they're a politician through the whole thing, and I'm wondering how many Americans were saying, okay, Donald Trump was the Donald Trump of reality TV and the campaign,
right.
But now seeing him as president is so different that it's like hitting restart. How many people are going to separate the two Donald Trumps?
Exactly. And time will tell, and there's nothing like success, Ryan. As you know, I say the best form of revenge is success, and not that necessarily that Donald Trump is looking at revenge. He likes it when he can say, I told you so. You know, there's going to be some moments ahead, because I think people, even with this speech, are finding out that, hey, this guy's the real deal. He's definitely committed. He's been working hard. He talked about what he's already accomplished in, what, just a little over a month? I mean, it is amazing. Doug Schoen, I thought, had an interesting comment. He said that, you know, Trump will have to compromise with the Democrats in order to restore America to greatness. No doubt about that, but the Democrats got to come to the table, right?
Well, I mean, he has a Republican Congress. I don't know if he actually does.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think in order to make it work together, I'm saying the lift is very heavy. We need all hands on deck. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. And this is what he reinforced last night, which encouraged me, especially when he wrapped up his speech. This is about the United States of America. Ryan Morrow, always good to have you with us, buddy. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming home safely, buddy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the choice, why not, huh? I mean, after all, that's what God intended for his creation, to be free. And, okay, that's a whole nother sermon altogether that we can talk about for a long time, because there's so much today in our culture that is taking for granted what freedom is all about. Jeannie Nigro is back with us, and I say back with us because we had a chance to talk about a month ago, right?
Exactly, about the UN
and the crazy stuff that's going on. But that seems to have gone a little bit dormant, thank God, as a result of Benjamin Netanyahu being allowed to come through the front door.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. We've got this grace period now, Bill.
Yeah, there it is. So, hey, but we just got to keep praying.
Absolutely.
Keep encouraging our representatives. Let them know that they're still online, because even with President's speech last night, what all good leaders do is they take you from where you are to where you need to be. And he laid out a vision for this country. And that's what good leaders do. They tell you where you're going. You know,
absolutely.
Much like John Kennedy, right? We're going to be the first ones to go. We're going to go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened. We did the impossible. They said couldn't be done. And it, as he said, we don't do things because it's easy, and we do things because it's hard. And we have some hard work ahead of us.
And, absolutely. And we can't be complacent now. We can't. It's not time to sit back. Now it's time to really get in there and get praying and fasting and work.
Exactly. And as I said, it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. This is outside the politics. This is about the very heart and soul, the woof woof. Our children, our grandchildren, it's about their lives and what kind of America we're going to turn over to them.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, Jeannie, as you may recall, is a radio and TV host of Facets of Stone, a regular blog contributor to the Messianic Times, the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, Charisma News, and the Christian Leadership Alliance. In her spare time, you just travel all over the place.
I do. I was just in Southern California, now I'm here in Orlando.
Well, just like me.
I'm North Carolina next week.
Well, good fun. Well, I want to talk about your book. We touched on it the last time, very briefly, Unshaken, Standing Strong. Whoa, here it is. I'm reinforcing what we're talking about. Standing Strong in Uncertain Times. Tell us the genesis.
The genesis, Bill, was my own fear of the end times. I was got to a point where I was paralyzed by fear, you know, fear of terrorism, fear of what's going to happen in this country, fear of everything, and, you know, listening to the news and just all that, how that instills fear.
So the last chapter of Revelations didn't encourage you?
Well,
if I get to there.
I love Revelation, actually.
Yeah,
that's
right.
My next book.
Yeah.
But, and from that fear, you know, fear is not from God, and behind fear is always a lie that we're believing about ourselves or about God. And so I happen to be speaking on fear, and I thought I better start applying what I'm preaching here and ask God to confess the fear and ask God to show me what lies am I believing. And it was from that, it was genesis of this book. And from that, it covers way more than just fear. It's really, what is God calling us to do in these times? And we have to stand strong in Him. And then once we stand strong in Him and intimacy with Him, then what is He calling us to do? And there's so much that we can be doing. And I think the enemy wants to rip us off into thinking that there's nothing we can do to make a difference.
Exactly. And don't you like God's sense of humor? He often asks us to teach or speak on the very topic we ourselves need to know about.
Absolutely.
Right? You may think, okay, well, I can do this. I can handle it. You know, we can address this. And then all of a sudden you start peeling back layers. The Holy Spirit comes back and goes, well, what about this? What about, you go, whoa, and you go deep and it stops.
Well,
you.
As a teacher, you cannot be speaking anything that you don't apply yourself. God
right.
won't let you.
Yes, exactly. It does
That's
get
a good
convicting.
Thing.
And then, but the idea that you have a moment to go deep like this, you know, the whole acrostic, one of my favorite acrostics of fear is false evidence appearing real.
Right.
And you've heard that many times. And, you know, that's the deal about fear. It stifles you. It stops you in your tracks. It deprives you of your purpose. It becomes your God.
And the thing is, you know, we justify it, Bill. We think, well, if anybody would be fearful, you know. But the problem is, the enemy gets a handle in our lives through fear.
Right.
It's from him.
Right.
And so we've got to recognize that behind the fear is really ultimately a spiritual battle. Like so much, we've got to start to see the unseen
right.
behind it. And so it's not just that we're fearful people or that we're stressed out. Or the stress is just a socially acceptable word for fear.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And we think, well, it's just part of the culture. But you know what? The enemy's getting ground. And
right.
we've got to recognize that and say, wait, no. I'm not going to allow the enemy to get more ground in my life, and this is fear is not from God, and I need to deal with it.
Well, what you touched on is really significant in terms of fear and what it does to relationships, how it stifles it, and that we look at our fellow human traveling this journey we called life, and we think it's them. but we don't pause to think, wait a minute, this is a spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. And as the Bible says, we don't contend
exactly.
with flesh and blood, right?
The enemy wants us to think that the other people are the enemy, so that
right.
we get focused on them and not forgiving them and being mm-hmm. frustrated and angry and hurt and bitter and all those things. And he's just gaining ground.
Yeah. Well, it's just like ISIS, for example. You know, the president said, we're going to go wipe them out. Okay, you put them on notice. And a lot of people have focused on the people of ISIS. And I can understand why.
Sure.
I mean, you go
it's justifiable.
Rip it, you're doing all this stuff. But
they are people.
But you pause and you say, wait a minute, they're being used. They're being used of the evil one,
absolutely.
Big time.
I've been preaching more and more, Bill, just on seeing the unseen.
Yes.
You know, that we've got to see the spiritual. I just read a blog, the spiritual battle. Or the spiritual warfare of politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, seeing what's behind that, because it's so easy to develop hatred almost for people who don't believe like we do politically.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, that's they're being deceived by the enemy. We've
got to
use spiritual weapons of warfare by just being frustrated and angry at people and the division, and that just gives the enemy more ground. And we've got to, you know, part of staying strong is growing in intimacy with God. And it's impossible to have intimacy with God if you don't have his heart toward other people.
Exactly.
And toward yourself. You mm-hmm. know, if you're down on yourself or you're down on other people, you can't experience the intimacy with God.
Without a doubt. You know, speaking of the political angst that's going on,
mm-hmm.
I think for the first time in my life, Gene, I don't know about you, but you can say Jesus and not offend as many people as you can when you say Trump.
That's so true.
That's really odd.
I went to the inauguration and I came back with my red shirts that say Make America Great again. And when I wear them, I get really powerful looks that aren't always with a smile.
No.
I have to go, let's be careful where I wear my shirts.
Exactly. No,
it's not rational, Bill.
No.
It's not rational.
Right.
And it's not something that you can talk someone in or out of. And I thought, if this is not an intellectual battle, this is a spiritual battle.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, good point. It is not intellectual. And sometimes when I get into conversations with people, it's more of a, you know, trying to calm them down. Because they are very emotional, and sadly, there's not a lot of substance other than just emotion, like you say.
I've been asking God. I even just wrote. I have a little radio segment called Unshaken, and I was sharing in that I've been asking God to show me what lies are they believing
mm-hmm.
that they have such hatred, or that that they have so much fear, or are there old wounds in their life that they're acting out of, and to start praying that God would bring healing to them, because
mm-hmm.
there's something that they're acting out of that's
exactly.
so irrational that the enemy's getting the handle in.
Well, in these uncertain times, as you mentioned in your book, and as you draw closer to God, you realize your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in much the same way that Peter, when he had that moment with Jesus, says, "Who do they say I am?" And when Peter acknowledged who Jesus was, then Jesus said, "Let me tell you who you are." And that conversation is very deep. And to your point, the closer we draw near to God and understanding who God is, he's going to tell us the number one question that most of us hold in our hearts. Who am I? Why am I here? Right?
We can't know who we are until we know who God is.
Yes.
You know, because we have to see ourselves as he sees us.
Mm.
And so the more that we can really, when I teach, it's always, whether I'm teaching Leviticus or doesn't matter what it is, I love to teach from the Old Testament on the temple. It's what does it say about who God is and what does it say about how he sees you?
Exactly.
Because that's what will bring healing to your heart. That's what will impact and change your life and enable you to stand strong and to not be in fear and to not fear persecution is to see yourself as God sees you.
Exactly. And those moments when we are frustrated because we're not realizing our purpose, we have a sense of what
mm-hmm.
it is. It's kind of like Moses or anybody else that you read about. Took him, another 40 years.
I can relate.
to get close to God. Yeah, we've all been there. But that is the journey that we're on. And God has been consistent that way. He's been so faithful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you keep on asking and he doesn't answer.
Right.
Right?
In these times when things change every day in the world, politically, in our lives, financially, health-wise, the only thing that can't change, Bill, is who God is and how he sees you.
Amen.
And that's the way to, when you're really focused in on that and when you realize that your purpose in life is not to get your things done every day, but your purpose in life is to grow in intimacy with God and you need to be committed to dealing with anything that blocks intimacy, that will keep you unshaken. And then you can, my last chapter is the action plan. What can you do?
Exactly.
And so I encourage you to go there.
Well, and we're at the last chapter right now in this interview.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's great to be on the show.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're honored to have Dr. Tony Evans with us right now. We're here at Proclaim 17, NRB International's Christian Media Convention in Orlando, Florida. Dr. Evans is one of the country's most respected leaders in evangelical circles as a pastor, teacher, author, and speaker. He serves the body of Christ through his unique ability to communicate complex theological truths through simple yet profound illustrations. While addressing the practical issues today, Dr. Evans is known as a relevant expositor. New and veteran pastors alike regard him as the pastor of pastors and a father in the faith. What an honor for you that they look at you that way, right?
And that is quite an honor, and we're excited to serve. So,
well, I mean, you know, for you, you saw a need in the body of Christ, and God has taken it a lot further than you ever thought.
Absolutely. He has a way of doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just kind of along for the ride, but I'm very grateful.
Well, before we get into your book and a little bit more on the ministry, I wanted to get your idea and your understanding of what President Trump shared with us last night.
Well, I mean, I thought obviously his demeanor was excellent. I think it was a unifying demeanor in light of some other kinds of things that have been happening communication-wise. I thought he laid out a vision for the country, and even though there, you know, there are going to be policy differences, I think the atmosphere is a lot less toxic.
Yes.
If we build on last night. So,
right.
So I was happy with the direction that that speech took.
Well, you've had a lot to say about leadership, and we know what good leaders do, and that is that they give the people a vision. Where are we going? I mean, in Steinbeck's play of Mice and Men, that's the continual theme. You know, remind me, where are we going? Where are we at? Right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And, to know where you're going is key to getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And including, I mean, you know, which leads in perfectly to your new book, Detours. Along the way, we can make a left or a right, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. God doesn't take us from where we are to where he wants us to be in a straight line. He zigzags us there. Mm. And, you know, when you're going down the highway and you have to take a detour, it's usually one of two reasons. One, something is wrong. There's an accident. Or two, construction is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So God takes us on detours so that he can deal with things that are wrong in our lives, but also so that he can construct things that are right mm-hmm. and better for us. And so we wrote Detours because a lot of people don't see the connection between where they think they should be going and what they're experiencing at the moment.
Mm. Along the way, Dr. Evans, what I found when God has taken me on a detour is something is revealed that I didn't notice at the start of the journey. But, you know, as we mature down that road toward purpose, then something is revealed along the way, and little detour, yeah, can be a bit disturbing, no question about it, but then you have that, oh, yeah, moment, thank you, Lord.
Absolutely. And if we learn, like I talk about Joseph, to trust God when we do not understand him, when the detour is seems to be taking us way out of his plan for us, then centering us in it, we have to know that God is always up to something bigger than what we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. Is it a point of question? Even you mentioned the story of Joseph. Is it the question that God asks us in his own way? Do you trust me?
Absolutely. Do you believe me when you don't understand me? I mean, he not only had... I had one guy tell me when I taught this, he said... I had one detour. It met another detour. They got married and had a detour baby, because detours have detours that have detours, but all of them are tied to destiny when we submit. In fact, the harder and the longer it takes us to submit, the more extended the detour.
Mm-hmm.
The quicker we can submit, the shorter the route to getting us to the destination.
Did he get revelation on his detour baby?
Yeah, he actually did.
Yes.
And, it kind of worked out for the good.
It always does, doesn't it?
Yeah, because God is always up to something spectacular when we are in line with him.
Well, you've been doing a lot with the ministry and blessing people, you know, with what you've done. And I want to take a couple of moments for you to give us an update on what is happening with Dr. Tony Evans.
Well, you know, our pastor, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, and then our national ministry is the Urban Alternative. We're on 1,000 radio stations every day in 130 countries around the world. And we're excited now about the launch of our new training center.
Mm-hmm.
This training center will be an online training center. Based on our ministry philosophy, the Kingdom Agenda, which is the visible manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God
mm-hmm.
over every area of life, the individual, family, church, and community. So a person will be able to go online and be able to see how to live out a kingdom existence in all the key areas of life. So we're launching that, and so people can find out about that at TonyEvans.org.
Well, Dr. Evans, when we look at the country where it is right now, the culture in chaos, people are looking for answers. I mean,
absolutely.
More than ever, people who have been non-churched are looking to the church and saying, where is your God?
Absolutely. And this question has provided a key opportunity.
Yes.
The question is, will we slip into the opportunity, or will we miss it?
Yes.
And if the church will rise to the occasion, then we can see God do some amazing things.
Well, and I think the opportunity for the church is to get the language down and the heart fixed right with God, to where when people have the questions, as you say, we're not going to argue somebody into heaven. But they're looking for the answer, and in love, if we can build that bridge and share it with somebody, because they're looking to us for the answer. And part of the challenge that the people of the church have is, for so many years, they've been told, hey, shut up, we don't want to hear you. So, and now, then you bring on top of it political correctness.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Everything is offensive,
everything,
right?
That's right.
So how do we communicate these tough issues whether it's the LGBTQ issues, immigration, you know, all these things that are we're dealing with here.
We have to learn to communicate without compromise, with compassion.
Yes.
When you have compassion with your principal, people will much more be open to listening to your principal because they see the caring with it, not just your argument for the truth of it.
Yes.
And that's why the Bible says speak the truth with love.
Yes.
So people, when those two get combined, then it's much easier to get a hearing, even with people who disagree with you.
And look what's happening. I mean, look how much they're blessed as a result of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because this is what they want to hear. We go back to what Proverbs talks about, that word aptly spoken.
Yeah, that's right. And when that word is aptly spoken, wisely, sensitively, yet clearly, it opens up the door for the Holy Spirit to do His work, which only He can do.
Okay, so what's your next book coming up?
No, after Detours, I need to take a break. But my next book coming up is, I'm trying to remember, because I got a couple I got a couple working out here. Probably the next one will be, I did Kingdom Man, Kingdom Woman, Kingdom Couples, Raising Kingdom Kids. And so the next one will be Kingdom Disciples.
Mm.
And that'll be out this summer.
So here we are today. Where do you see the church 5 years from now?
If the church will start living for the kingdom and not just live for the church, then it can become, once again, the dominant influencer in the culture.
Yes.
And the conscience of society.
Is it willing, is it open to embrace true kingdom principles that takes it outside of themselves? I mean, because you just said something rather significant. That is, they realize it's not about the church.
That's right. And that's our whole ministry, to give the church a view of the kingdom.
Mm.
Jesus told the church, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
So if we adopt a kingdom worldview, then the church will become powerful.
Right. And all tied into that prayer, that powerful prayer that even Melania Trump shared with us.
I heard
that many
that.
People prayed with her. I said, listen to the thousands of people praying. So go ahead and be offended. But it is the truth. But the big, powerful line there is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
That's right. And when earth reflects heaven, heaven is happy and earth is improved.
Yes, without a doubt. Dr. Evans, the big takeaway for Detours, in two sentences.
The big takeaway for Detours is that there is an unpredictable path to your destiny, but if you walk by faith and not by sight, God is taking you there even when you don't know quite where you are.
And how can the good folks be in touch with you? Of course, as if they don't know and it's not emblazoned on their aorta already.
Right.
Let's remind them.
TonyEvans.org. You go there, you can get Detours. You can see all the other ministries we have and all the other resources. TonyEvans.org.
And, of course, it'll be linked at our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Tony Evans, always an honor, a pleasure. Good to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you?
This Friday,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us. That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay, in theaters Friday.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
We're going now. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you live from Orlando, Florida, where we're here for Proclaim 17, NRB's International Christian Media Convention. And we've got a real treat for you. We're going to talk about an exciting new movie. It was shown here at NRB, Facing the Darkness. And with us right now is Arthur Roscoe. He is the senior producer associated with Samaritan's Purse. Arthur, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
All right. Great. Thank you, sir.
Hey, to remind everybody, Facing the Darkness, the documentary about Dr. Kent Brantley, right? And Samaritan's Purse was right there. I talked with Franklin a couple months ago. And of course, along the way, understanding what was going on with with Ebola and Dr. Kent Brantley as well.
Exactly. So in 2014, Samaritan's Purse responded to the Ebola epidemic. The worst epidemic of Ebola that had ever occurred. It was across three countries: Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Mm. And Samaritan's Purse was in Liberia, and we didn't run. We faced and we took on the challenge of treating patients with this awful, deadly disease. And then in July 2014, the unthinkable happened, and one of our doctors, Dr. Kent Brantley, was infected with the virus.
Now, Dr. Kent was, for all intents and purposes, he was the main guy, right? I mean, he was the spearhead of this fight against Ebola, right?
Yeah, for Samaritan's Purse,
yes.
Exactly. So, Samaritan's Purse, we set up the first Ebola treatment unit there in Monrovia, mm-hmm. and Dr. Brantley was the medical director of that Ebola treatment unit. But we were also working with another missionary organization called SIM, which then one of their missionaries, Nancy Ripoll, also became infected with the virus.
Right.
So we had two Americans that were infected with the virus in July 2014, and that just threw us into a tailspin of what do we do?
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, for a Christian organization, or for any organization for that matter, to deal with an epidemic like this, an outbreak like Ebola, as you say, the natural instinct is let's get the heck out of here. And a lot of people did.
Right. But that's that, you know, but we couldn't turn away. Mm-hmm. We had too many relationships. Samaritan's Purse had been in the country for 10 years. We could not turn away.
Right.
And so so we literally had to be the Good Samaritan. And we couldn't walk around the people that were literally dying and suffering on the side of the roads. We had to get down into the ditch and help people out.
Right.
Okay? And so we did this film, Facing Darkness, to tell that story. And as we might recall from Luke chapter 10, what did Jesus say at the end of the parable of the Good Samaritan? But to go and to do likewise.
Exactly. Well, how long did it take for Samaritan's Purse to, you know, I mean, because when you're impacted with this, it puts you in shock. And realizing, like you said, you had 10 years invested in these countries. You knew the people. You had relationships. Now you're hit with this epidemic. I mean, how does that process?
Well, you know, you're hit with the epidemic, but then you just take it one step in front of the other, and then just turning to God in prayer along the way. And really, when we found out that Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Ripoll were infected with the virus, it threw us into a tailspin.
Right.
Even Reverend Franklin Graham, the president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse,
right,
he says in our documentary, when he found this out, he didn't even know how to pray.
Right, exactly.
And so people are telling their stories in this documentary, being very vulnerable, very open about their challenges, about their fears.
Yeah.
But we can all relate to that.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I got to imagine, you know, for Franklin and everybody associated with Samaritan's Purse, you're saying, well, we're about the Father's business here. Where is he? Why isn't he protecting us?
Well, but really, Dr. Kent Brantley addresses that very issue. He says, you know, people ask him if his faith made him well, you know, because he did survive.
Yes.
You know, spoiler alerts, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, the people see him speaking.
Right.
Yeah, so he's out there. Yeah, he's not on witness protection, by the way.
Exactly. So he did survive.
Yes.
But did his faith heal him? And then he says, you know what, though? Here's what he does know, is that his faith, it was because of his faith in Christ, that's why he went to Liberia.
Yeah.
That was because of his faith that he started treating Ebola patients.
Right.
Right?
Right.
To
exactly.
share the love of Christ.
Yeah, for God's glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so he says, and that changes his perspective on faith.
Wow.
That faith is not something that makes us safe.
He is someone who knows God. I mean, knows God.
Amen.
Right?
Absolutely. He's
Without
incredible.
Yeah. You know, the other aspect of Kent Brantley that you have to keep in mind here, when he contracted Ebola, it was, what, a 90% death sentence? I mean, or higher?
In those early days of 2014, because we were still learning so much. There weren't, you know, all we could do was really just try to keep people hydrated, make them comfortable, and just hope that eventually the body could fight it off. But you're right. At that point in the epidemic, the case fatality rate, if you came down with Ebola, 9 out of 10 people died.
And the other aspect, too, you had to deal with the cultural issues that Dr. Ken Brantley had mentioned, Franklin had mentioned as well. The people have a tradition when people die, and how they touch the body, and touching the body was just spreading the disease. How do you deal with that?
And it's something that we in Western culture may find very foreign, you know, of all that they do, but it's just part of how they approach death.
Exactly.
And so we talk about that in the documentary, that yes, people touch, you know, dead bodies, and that's just part of what they did as far as their funeral practices. And then the same thing, if their mother or father came down sick and ill, you're going to help them. You're going to take care of them, and that might involve, you know, wiping their forehead or help cleaning them up, and so you're going to expose yourself unknowingly
exactly.
to this extremely deadly virus. So we had to encourage people, right? We had to see a culture shift, and that took time.
Yeah.
That took time. And so so we Samaritan's Purse, we did a massive public awareness campaign, and so we eventually saw that change take place, and that, along with a lot of other efforts, helped stave off the epidemic.
I mean, how else could you do it? I mean, this deal was so comprehensive, what you had to do, the war that you were battling here.
Exactly, and it was a war against an unseen enemy, mm-hmm. where your worst enemy might be your mother,
yes.
your father, you know, with this, you know, Liberia had been through civil war. You know, you could see the people with the guns. You could see the people, you know, shooting. But Ebola, it was invisible.
Wow. Wow. Well, I mentioned Facing Darkness. I may have thrown an adjective article in there that's so unnecessary, but we got that corrected. Facing Darkness, of course, the movie that is going to be in theaters one night only.
One night only.
Thursday, March 30th. So we're going to give you a little, you save the date notice here,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Just one night. And Thursday, March 30th, go to facingdarknessmovie.com for tickets and theaters. A portion of the proceeds of the ticket sales will go to medical missions and Samaritan's Purse, and we'll go to help the same people that are featured on the movie screen that people just saw.
You know, I got a little gift for you, too. My wife has set it aside for you. We did a campaign all from a African proverb, Bar Mitkola. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the translation is, beat the fire while it's far off. And the reason it came up was there were some dentists that we were talking about Ebola, and we talked about that, and I said, that's a T-shirt that needs to be printed up, because that, whether it's about, I'll show it to you, whether it has to do with political issues, sin issues, whatever, you name it, but very appropriate. But I'd save this for you. I want you to know, this is our last T-shirt, and
well,
we saved
great.
It for you. So,
Barbara
Gullo,
so thank you so much.
Beat the fire while it's far off, because that's what you want to do. But in Samaritan's case here, what you had to go through, it wasn't. It was amongst you.
Yes, and so we're an organization that we face difficult and fearful circumstances, but we'll go into difficult places. We were there in Liberia in 2014. We're in Iraq right now with an emergency field hospital.
Yes.
You know, on the front lines of a war zone. You know, treating people, victims of war, there with this mobile field hospital outside Mosul. And so we're doing great work. A lot of the same doctors and nurses that were in Liberia in 2014 have served in Iraq right now.
Are there places you're not into? I mean, as soon as I see you, didn't I see Dr. Franklin or I say Dr. Franklin, but Franklin Graham in North Korea as well?
Yeah, he's been there. He's been there many times, several times. He's been in Sudan many times. He goes everywhere.
Right. Well, the work that Samaritan Purse does on behalf of the body of Christ, I know many people who support Samaritan's Purse, and they're blessed for doing so, because this is, you know, like any deposit of seed, we want to make sure we deposit it in fertile soil, in good, godly soil, and Samaritan's Purse time and again has proven to be fertile soil.
Amen, amen. And so the challenge is for us to go and to do likewise.
Exactly. And so if they want to be a partner with Samaritan's Purse, how do they do that?
Just go to samaritanspurse.org. There's ways to help. We need doctors and nurses in Iraq.
Right.
You know, we have we also respond here in the U.S. after tornadoes, after storms that hit. And so we have a North American Disaster Relief Unit. There's tons of ways to get involved with Samaritan's Purse.
Well, Arthur, I cannot thank you enough for stopping by and sharing with our audience, of course, the movie Facing Darkness. Wow, what a treat it's going to be for everybody that goes. And that's a one night only, right?
One night only, Thursday, March 30th, facingdarknessmovie.com.
63 years of age, I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever...